In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Yet again, the Pharisees were testing Jesus. They did that a lot, and it never turned out well for them. What they tried to do was to get Jesus to come down on one side or the other of a controversial question, so that they would have something to use against him. And usually these were big questions. And there's nothing wrong with asking about big questions if you are honestly asking and want an answer, not just trying to make a point yourself. The question in this case was divorce. Now let's be quite clear. The law of Moses allowed for divorce. But it was a controversy. It's amazing how the more things change, the more they remain the same, don't they? The law of Moses allowed for it. But there was a great deal of question about when it could be granted. Now, there were some people who said it could be granted for anything. If a guy wanted to trade in his wife after she hit the 30,000-mile limit, okay. The more things change, the more they remain the same. Then on the more restrictive side, there were those who said it could only be granted for very serious things, like adultery or abandonment. So which side did Jesus come down with? Well, as is often the case, he didn't give either of the answers that the Pharisees expected. Said, what did the law of Moses say? Well, the law of Moses allows for divorce. Jesus then makes a comment that the only reason that it allowed for it was because of the people's sins, because of their hardness of heart. But in the beginning, before the sins of Adam and Eve, it was not the case. Jesus hearkens back to the law of God, which is written upon our hearts. The way things were in the beginning. And remember that Jesus didn't just come to atone for our sins. He didn't just come to show us the will of God. He also came to restore all things to how they were in the beginning, to undo the damage of sin. So hardness of heart is no longer an excuse. And in the beginning, God made them male and female, that the two should become one flesh, and what God has joined together, men must not divide. This is what Jesus teaches. And it amazed the Pharisees. They were probably thinking to themselves, how can that be? What if you get a lemon spouse? It amazed the disciples. They asked Jesus about it after in private. Jesus, did you really mean this? And he said, yes, I did. If a man divorces his wife and marries another, he commits adultery. If she marries another, she commits adultery. And the disciples were probably thinking to themselves, how can that be? What if you get yourself a lemon? Well, this is the teaching of Christ. And because it is the teaching of Christ, it is the teaching of his church. And the church has proclaimed this teaching at great cost throughout the ages. If you look at the history of the church, many times in Europe, there were kings and queens, emperors and empresses, who wanted to trade in their spouse on a new model. Remember the guy in England, Henry VIII, founded a new church so that he could trade his spouse in a new model, and then did it again and again and again and again. Six wives, remember that? The church teaches the teaching of Christ, which is that marriage is permanent. Now, don't let that scare you too much. One of you is eventually going to die, because it is till death do you part. So don't lose heart. You know, if you get a lemon, someone's going to die. Maybe sooner, maybe later, but they'll die. Marriage is only between a man and a woman. There are no other versions. And marriage is ordered to fecundity, which means it is ordered to bring children into the world. There is no divorce. Now you may say, well, what about annulments? Come on, people. An annulment is very different than a divorce. A divorce says that there was a marriage and now there's no marriage anymore. It can be done for a great many reasons. You want to trade in your spouse on the new model. They put on a little weight. They've lost some hair. You know, whatever. An annulment looks at a marriage to discern whether there or not there is something that was fatally flawed with the marriage from the beginning. And it could be for a great number of reasons. It might be that there was some force. Son, you're going to marry my daughter, and I got this here shotgun that's going to tell you that I'm going to do it. I actually once helped someone with an annulment paperwork, but it wasn't the guy who was forced, it was the girl. Said, you know, she was going to be a shotgun if she didn't marry this guy. But sometimes the force is not a shotgun. It can be family pressure or societal pressure. It might be that the people were immature. Or it might be that they had bought into a popular understanding of marriage that, oh, well, you know, if we fall out of love, we'll just get a divorce. We'll give it a try. Well, it's not how it works. But know that there's a difference. An annulment can only be granted if there was a fatal flaw in the marriage from the beginning. Could this teaching of the church change? No. Because it is based upon the teaching of Christ himself. It is Christ's teaching. And we can't change that. No priest can change it. No bishop can change it. No pope can change it. Our job is not to add to or subtract from divine revelation, but merely to pass on what our Lord has given to us. That's hard, isn't it? What if you get a letter? I got news for you. Life is hard. Following Jesus is hard. How many people in here have been married more than 20 years? It's not all about romance, is it? As I like to tell the young couples when they're getting married, after I do my Peter Cook impression, love, sweet love. I like to say, there are going to be times when you wake up and you look over at the person next to you and go, what the devil was I thinking? Am I right? Yes, I'm right. But you get through it. Because it's not about feelings. It's not about falling into love and falling out of love. It's about making a decision to love. And then with Christ's help, loving until death do you part. That is what we are called to do. And don't expect it to be easy, because nothing's easy. Being a priest isn't easy. Being a deacon isn't easy. Being married isn't easy, and it's not supposed to be. So take heart, because it is one of the paths to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.